92.7.
With no end to bullying on the horizon, some children are finding confidence and companionship by taking up martial arts. This month on Hot 102.7 News, we've been focusing on bullying wherever it's found by looking at real life experiences and how people have managed to get out of the cycle of abuse. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
I was in grade R, and these two people came up to me and started teasing me about my ears. They called me Elf Boy, Pixie Ears, and Dumbo.
Christos Prokas says his bullies made his time at school unbearable.
And I came home every single day telling my parents what had happened, and I was crying.
He says when it's happening to you, it's very hard to concentrate on schoolwork or anything else.
So you're always thinking about it, and you can't really think of your schoolwork, like concentrate. You're always thinking of these mean words.
His mom, Kelly Prokas, says as a parent you feel incredibly helpless when your child is being targeted.
That breaks you. I still get emotional about it all these years later, but there's no deeper pain than seeing your child hurting because of the actions of others.
Christos says his teacher was very supportive, but the bullying only stopped when he went the surgical route.
It stopped when I had a operation on my ears. The operation took quite a while and it gave me a lot of confidence.
Then his parents suggested he try karate. Fast forward a few years and Christos is already well on his way towards getting his brown belt.
December, I'm grading to red. Not most karate federations do red. In our dojo, it's kind of like preparation for brown belts.
His mom says through karate, Christos now knows when it's okay to stand up for yourself and others.
He knows that he can defend himself, and he's often stood up against bullies, breaking up fights. And he's a small little guy, he's not a big guy, but he's got the confidence and he knows that he can defend himself quite adequately.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.